And on Sunday, coming up at the, I guess it would be the November 3rd show, something like that. That's next Sunday in a few days. I'll be playing an interview with harm reduction activist Fox on the conference itself, or I should say the press conference, I guess it is, yeah, that they had. We'll be having an exchange and discussion about that and other issues, as well as lots of other stuff. But coming up now, in this kind of patchwork broadcast or netcast, you're going to hear the conclusion of the Union of the Homeless meeting, which happened on October 20th there at the post office Food Not Bombs meal, which happens every Sunday, and the union has its meeting every Sunday at 5. This coming Sunday, there's going to be a memorial for Desiree Quintero, and indeed, there'll be a memorial 2 days later all day long at City Hall starting at 9. So it's going to be kind of an action-packed week, and hopefully you'll be involved in it and be able to attend it if you're interested. She, of course, was killed by a falling tree. She's one of the Ross Camp, the lead plaintiff in the Ross Camp lawsuit that attempted to keep the camp open and stop the dispersal of several hundred people into unsafe circumstances, which we now see has claimed her life. And you can read more about this by going to Santa Cruz Indie Media. You'll see stories about Desiree Quintero. And you can also attend these events if you're interested. So there will also be a Sunday morning tabling and resource gathering activity at right across from Costco's, where the Union of the Homeless, Santa Cruz Union of the Homeless, will be tabling to pick up donations as the winter descends for folks who are outside. And you can be a part of that, or you can actually help pick up donations and use them yourself if that's your need. That's going to be happening at 5 o'clock or even before at 4 o'clock when the Food Not Bombs has its meal on Sunday the 3rd, followed by the memorial starting, I believe, at 5 that day at the post office gate area. I should say right around the corner on Water Street. If you're listening to this show on Halloween, we'll also be downtown. We're going to be meeting, we'll be wandering through the crowd, giving out literature, announcing the two memorials happening Sunday and Tuesday. You can look for us. I'm not quite sure. I think we're going to have a banner picture of Desiree Quintero, and the slogan is, "The city lied, people died," or something to that effect. So you'll be able to sign on to that, at least to speak up about that issue if you want. Coming up on the Sunday show, and I'm announcing this now because, I'm kind of cramming a lot of this into the show. This will be a much longer show than there usually is. I think we're going to have it's going to be completely non-flashback. In other words, we won't be playing an older show. We'll be playing interviews that I've not played before, as well as new information from city staff regarding a variety of issues, which Drew Glover was able to prompt city staff to give him at least some hints about after 2.5 years of Sandy Brown's failure to even request information on these issues. She's another council person. Glover has done so, and he's gotten some responses, although, of course, the city council itself is pretty much a waste of time, with Cummings doing the blockading with the Watkins minority and the Martin Bernal deep state staff, as I like to think of him. Or unfortunately, I don't really like to think of him that way, but it seems accurate to think of that. Anyway, check out the rest of this broadcast. And on Sunday, we'll be going through a lot of stuff that I haven't been able to play. Would have played last Sunday because of the power outage. I couldn't do it. But it's going to be interesting. So listen on.